What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
New Iceman Friday. Light skin delegation is excited. It's comeback season. Yeah, he won a little battle or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Now you can do about that. He took the W on that one. But about comeback, these smashes.
Oh yeah.
Me, you say when the last time he had an album that go?
No, I ain't say the last time. I say it's not usual that he drop an album that ain't hitting now.
What'd you feel about Scorpion?
Scorpion was all right.
Yeah, it's got a lot of mid on that shit.
A lot of mid on it. To be two albums, it's two discs too.
Mm-hmm. Too many joints. That's some sexy songs for you. Shit, pretty good. That should be slides.
Yeah. Besides Scorpion, I think it was all hitting for real.
Hey, take care, man. I can listen to that from one all the way to the end. Classic. No skips. I can listen to that. No skips.
First albums, Nothing Was the Same was that way for me.
Yeah, Nothing Was the Same that one to me. Probably for if out of all of them. Nothing Was the Same. Yeah, he don't really put out bad. Scorpion was his worst album to me, I think.
Yeah.
And it's still rap bunch of good shit. What, the last one? Oh, I like the last one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like the last one a lot.
Yeah, I'm the eyeball. I'm the only one who don't listen to that character. I can't name an album, brother. I can't name an album.
None of that shit.
I can name a song.
Be real though. That's what I like. Be real, man.
Yeah, he's staying on
yeah,
it.
I ain't. But you know, the type of rapper that I really love, it's not him. So you know,
he don't fit your vibe.
Yeah. Like
I like melodic shit is why I fuck with
yeah, him. Yeah. You know, I'm a Benny single Tupac.
Yes, yeah.
I like other music, man, but I just like the first time I heard Drake, man, I was like something just off. Like it just don't.
You think it's like you think he? You think it's like fake music?
It ain't fake, man.
So like I say, the first time I heard him, they already told me they were like, "Oh yeah, that's the little dude who be on the little TV show," and I was like, "Oh." Then I checked out the music and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, nah, this is not my type. You know what I'm saying? This ain't my type.
So. And see, but see, for me, the thing is, right, and the reason why I like I can say I'm a big Tupac fan. You know what I'm saying? I like a lot of, you know, different rap myself. But for me, when it comes to Drake, like people be like, oh, they don't really like it. But you got to think about it, man. He's not talking about nothing that he's not doing. He ain't talking about selling dope. He ain't talking about all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he talking about, like, how normal, like, on the block, you know, when we have a conversation about, you know, females, whatever the case may be, like, he talking about that type of stuff because that's what we doing. I don't want to hear the mumble rap. I don't want to hear the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to hear. I hate it. The little Yachty's and the little Uzi Vert and all that. I can't stand that rap. I can't stand it.
Yeah, Drake wordplay crazy too now.
Like when he get in his bag, he really do.
Rapping,
he really.
Yeah, like it. I heard some verses where I'm like, oh, okay, little light skinned dude only. He own one. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm gonna tell you,
I just couldn't get it to him.
Look, two songs that I think he held it down, held his own was Pound Cake that he did with Jay-Z, mm-hmm. and then like the Lemon Pepper freestyle with Rick Ross.
I think them two songs, he
went crazy, man.
I like that one. That's a great example.
I put the little Churchill Downs verse on there.
That was what I said. That's another one, the Churchill Downs one.
Yeah.
Diplomatic immunity. To me, that's still like his best, where he just was like just barring shit up. That was off that Scary Hours, the first one, not the more.
I remember that one.
Y'all,
he was going insane.
You probably the only one who don't know this dude, but I look at Drake like I look at CL Smooth, man. Like, they kind of like that's what I was thinking. Like, oh yeah, he's CL Smooth, man. Yo, light skinned nigga, you know, he again, like I say, he do his thing. This just ain't my, you know what I'm saying? This ain't my
poetry. Ain't nothing wrong with that either.
So what?
Ricky, I mean, Ricky be kicking his back in every chance he gets.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been seeing that on Twitter.
So while we on the subject, then, like, what's the best song that you think that he made in your like as far as lyrics and all that? What's the best song you think he made? I got yes.
God
damn.
I have to stay with this.
Damn, man.
As far as
I'm a big Underground Kings fan. Oh, that was on tape. Underground King. Yeah.
Come on, yo. I ain't gonna lie. The one, I guess this the one verse I was like, okay, damn, little homie doing his thing. The one where he popped off on Common. I was okay.
Damn, what is that?
I know what you're talking about.
That's on one with Ross, I think.
Yeah, Ross. What's the name of that song?
Oh man, I can't.
Yeah, it was. I think Ross and Prince on that song, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm
no, it ain't Stay Scheming, is it?
Be Stay Scheming.
Stay Scheming. Yeah.
I thought you said Common.
Yeah,
Stay Scheming.
Yeah, Common.
He popped off on
Common.
Like
he was going at Common,
and I was like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah. Stay Scheming. I like that one too. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all. I don't know if y'all know, but 7 a.m. and Bridal Path.
Okay, all the a.m. joints is crazy.
Yeah,
all the a.m. joints. I don't know if you listen.
I think he had one with 7 a.m. or something with Houston.
Houston, yeah, he doing New York.
Okay,
so all of them. That's when usually when he just getting into his like, all right, I'm about to bar shit up. Like,
He had a Chicago. Yeah, Chicago one.
That's another reason why I didn't like him, because I felt like he was just trying to be accepted by everybody instead of just be you. Like, forget everybody else. Like, who cares about them?
I can go.
If you Drake, stay in your lane. Do what you do.
Hey, you know, Drake and Mix Kid, man. You know, Mix Kid have a hard time.
Yeah, they be cute, too. Man.
You know right. Yeah, you can say, I done see some old videos of Drake. I'm like, God damn, this dude a dweeb.
Nah, fact, bro.
For real. I'm like, damn, he's a dweeb.
He was talking and shit.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, holy shit. he wasn't in school at all. Like, he wasn't that, man.
So you got
and then grew up with a decent amount of money or whatever, it seems like, you know, then he was acting. But I didn't know he acted because I never heard of the Degrassi. I never heard of
it. Yeah, I ain't know that.
I think I was too old for that demographic at that time. So
by the
time
me I too.
Heard him, first time I heard him was, then I bought Drake just back then.
Replacement girl.
Replacement girl, right? I hear that and I'm like, that shit kind of fire. I like this. This so far back, you were still MySpace. It was MySpace. I ordered three CDs autographed. I had all three of them autographed. I done lost them since then. But they sent me the three mixtapes. One where he got the pea coat on, comeback season. He got one mixtape he did with DJ Smalls. I can't remember the name of that one. And then he had the one that blew him up. What's the
comeback? Not comeback.
Comeback. The one with the black and white and red.
Houston,
Atlanta, Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on the name. Oh, but that was the one that really took him kind of up to where he was getting ready to blow up at that point. Yeah, that was way back then. But anyways, we got a lot of ground to cover. But
I'm gonna tell you what's funny, and I kind of almost put J. Cole in the same category, but I do listen to J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? I do listen to J. Cole. The only thing about J. Cole is his music will get extremely boring.
No, it will.
It will get boring if you just listen to it, which is why they was trying to compare him to Nas, because Nas had some albums where you'd be like, dang, boy, that boy is spit. But you'll be like, come on, Nas. Like, you got to get your beat selection better.
I ain't no Illmatic fan to this day. I don't got no shame about it. You know, one of the greatest hip-hop albums, all that. I'd be like, bro, I hear y'all. I'm not disputing it. I'm in the minority. I'm not going to fight you on this. I never liked that album. And, you know, I was a kid when it came out, 94? I remember my boy said, my boy Ashby. I never forget. You know, it's funny, it would be a core memory with you, because like me and him weren't like super tight. We just was in class together. He was like, oh, I got something for that Tupac. I got something for that Tupac. And I was like, what? And he was like, Nas. And I was like, all right, who is that? And so he was like, you don't know Nas? I said, nah. So he went home and he made me a tape. Way back then, so he recorded me the tape. Man, I took that tape home. Bro, I about to play it 2 to 3 times. See, I'm still here with Pop, man. you got to keep the. It was too New York for me, I think. I think it was too New York. I couldn't get into it.
It was. It was straight New York. I liked it. I liked it, but it was all the way New York. But like you said, man, back then in 94, man, 95, nigga, whatever Pop said was law. Pop was like, forget New York niggas. We was really on forget New York niggas. Like,
yeah, it was all
day.
Yeah, I thought, man,
that shit went on for a long time. Even after he passed, the South wasn't really fucking with New York like that.
That's why we resonated with him so much, because when he was saying that shit, us from the South been feeling that way for a long time, because when they do come around, they always thought they were better than us.
Yeah.
So when he was like on some fuck these East Coast cats, we was like, hell yeah, we riding with this dude. We can't stand them motherfuckers. They come around to your city, start popping all kind of shit, act like they run everything. It's just like, and always talk about how they, you know, miss New York. And take your monkey ass back to New York.
Bro, we used to say that shit in high school so much.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm older than you. I got you by 10. So that go to show you this shit been going on for a long time now, man.
A long time, yeah.
Where D-Rob at? D-Rob, you there?
Yep. You know D-Rob Chef.
Yeah, I'm here. So I'm here. Seven.
You got your list? Let's do the list.
Oh, yeah. All right. You know I got my list. All right. So we doing the we doing this little segment, right? Well, you have to cut three. You have to it's a list of eight. You have to cut, you have to keep three, and you have to cut five. All right. So this time we doing
excluding some people. Hold on real
quick. Yep. So this time we doing running backs, right? So the only exclusion for running backs is going to be Edgerrin James. He's the only exclusion. You can't put him on there because I think he's probably number one for everybody who's like
he'll
a Hurricane fan.
Yeah,
I think he'll be everybody's number one. All right, so I'm not giving you all eight. I'm going to give you one by one. It's just you just have to make the decision if you're going to cut them or keep them. Now, once you keep your three, the rest of the list, like you can't, like you just got to cut them. Okay, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so. So we go to running back. So the first running back, Frank Gore.
Oh, shit. Keith. I'm a 49ers fan.
Look. Yeah, that's Keith.
That's all day, Keith.
You got it.
Oh, man. I gotta cut.
Damn. Okay. Frank.
Okay.
He cut Frank.
All right, let's go.
Okay. So you cut. All right. So far. You cutting Frank. Okay, so what about next?
Who you got though?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I cut Frank myself.
Okay. All right.
I cut Frank. Next is Clinton Portis.
I can't keep the first two out here. Shit. I would have kept Clinton over Frank.
So what you doing? I'll let you go ahead. You keeping the cut?
Can I cut Frank?
Nah, you don't
cut.
Nah, you already got him on the roster.
You gotta keep him.
So now you gotta make a decision. Keep the Clint or you cut the Clint?
I'm gonna cut Clint. I'm gonna try to make it interesting. I'm gonna cut Clint.
All right, I'm keeping CP. I'm keeping CP.
I'm keeping them too.
You know, I got a hot music, got a hot take. I'm gonna have a hot take while I cut.
Okay. All right. Next, Lamar Miller.
Nah, I'm gonna cut the home.
Wait, hold on. What was your Clinton Portis ex?
I said I'm keeping him.
He's keeping him. Okay. Yeah.
You, and you say you cut in.
No,
Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So Lamar Miller. I'm gonna cut Lamar Miller.
Okay. Meezy.
Man, I ain't gonna hold you. I knew that name was coming. I was gonna keep him because I'm like, Lamar could have did the same thing Clint was doing with them good ass teams Clint was on, in my opinion. fuck. I had Frank as a keep. I'm a cut Lamar.
All right, Lamar's out of there.
I fuck with Lamar though, heavy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Good running backs. Yeah, we got,
he was. If he was on a good team at Miami, he would have been, you know.
He still did his thing on them teams. I'll never
forget he juiced that kickoff return against Ohio State. I was like, oh, this
man, that bitch used to cut loose, man. Yeah. Miller's kid hit a corner on your ass, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he hit that 890 something yard run.
Yep. Yeah, so me personally, I'm keeping Lamar. So I got CP and I got Lamar. Larion, you got Frank and CP. X, you only got CP. And Meezy, you only got Frank. All right. Next is Craig Cooper.
Cut.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cut. I fuck with Cooper, though. He was a little underrated, low-key to me.
Yeah.
All right. Too much, man. Just
what about?
Yeah.
All right. Willis McGahee.
I'm keeping him
a dog.
Larry,
I know I do, but I know he got one left who's like my all time. So I got
to get hurt. I'm cutting Willis myself. I'm gonna cut Willis too.
Cut
Willis
McGahee, but I gotta cut him, man.
I'm cut. Yeah, you can't. But I. Yeah, and the only reason why I'm cutting him because he did it only 1 year. He only did it 1 year.
Yeah, but he.
Man, he did it 1 year. What most of the backs they do 1800.
I got plus 1828
touchdowns.
I got you. Yeah. All right,
that's a hard cut.
So everybody. Oh wait, so X, you kept him. Meezy, you kept him.
Yeah.
And me and Larion cut him. All right. James Jackson.
Cut.
Wait, who?
James Jackson.
No, I'm cutting.
Okay. Mark Fletcher.
You cut D-Rock?
Oh, I cut him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm cut Fletcher.
Mark Fletcher.
Cut Fletch.
Yeah, I'm cutting Fletch.
Cut the little right.
And then last but not least, Duke Johnson.
I'm keeping him.
Oh, yeah,
I'm keeping
Duke.
I'm keeping my dog.
Okay.
Easy
keep for me. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, so, all right. So, Larion, you kept Frank. You cut Clinton and you cut Duke Johnson. X, you kept Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, and Duke. Meezy, you kept Frank Willis and Duke. And I kept CP Lamar Miller and Duke. So, like the common, the common one is CP and Duke is the common one, basically, because CP got 3 out of 4, Duke got 4 out of 4, and then Frank got 1, Willis only got 2. So, you know.
Yeah. Man, X got the hardest backfield though. I ain't gonna hold you. I can't because of my 49er love. And you know, because like if you look at his Miami career, like you said, he had the injuries tearing up his knees and stuff, but like what he ultimately did. Like if I had to reevaluate it, I would have done it like X because I would have went ahead and kept Willis. Just because even though, like I said, it was 1 year, it was a crazy 1 year.
Yeah.
That was 1 year. But Duke is my favorite.
Though. Yeah, like, Duke.
That's just my guy, man. Because Duke did it when he had to do it, man. He did it.
And nobody
do that, bro. Like, I'm going to Miami. What about the business?
He said I'm going to Miami.
He said it early, too.
Yeah, and he didn't shake. He didn't go on no visits. I'm like, bro, if you could love this school that I love like that, like rooting for him like that, I can't. You always. And then he was good on top of that.
Yeah,
like,
we ain't had no team. We ain't had no coach.
Still went crazy. Still did his thing. I remember first game against BC. It was my homeboy wedding. We in the back of the limo. Everybody watching football games because we had Gators, Noles, and Canes all getting ready for this wedding. And we like sitting there waiting or whatever. And we all watching on ESPN back then on our phone. And man, Duke was kicking BC ass so bad. I'm selling out. I said, that's my baby boy. Y'all can't do nothing with us, man. I was going crazy. Dude, my dude, man. Other 8-ball, man. He just got inducted to the UM Hall of Fame. So shout out to that, too.
Shout out to the homie.
Yeah.
Another local hero.
Yeah, man. Kept it home, man. Like, you don't see that. You don't see that a lot, man. Dude could have went anywhere in this country. He could have went to Bama. Bama was on fire.
Bama was on him hard. Like, they was trying to get him, and I thought, man, they might end up pulling it off, man. But Duke was like, nah, man, I'm solid. Like, I'm a Kane. I was born a Kane.
I thought Bama and Florida. We heard his draft stop.
In all honesty, you know, like, if Duke would have went to Bama, Duke would have went first round. Second at worst. But when you on teams that's not that good, that's going to just hurt your stock.
What round he ended up with us?
He went fourth round.
Fourth, right? Fourth. Okay, yeah.
I think another issue with Duke was a lot of schools were recruiting him as an athlete, so they was basically letting them know, like, man, you know, you could play defense too, because Duke could play defense.
I heard he was a good at corner.
Yeah, Miami was like, nah, you playing running back.
Hey, great decision. He cut up, man. I hadn't been excited about a player like that in a long time, man. But I'll tell you what, man, we'll kick it. We're just going to roll straight into the regular main show, man. It's your guys. We here. We back. It's 26 degrees. That's your man Larry in here. Got a few things to cover. We, you know, we took a week off. I was in the transition of taking care of my old place. Anybody listening to this, do not rent from Invitation Homes. These people are criminals. My boy want me to make the house brand new just to get that little money back. I'm like, man. And then if you didn't, they're going to tax me. So y'all do not rent from Invitation Homes. Trust me on this. So yeah, that ate up a lot of my time. So that's why I was out. But we're going to get into it, man. We're going to talk about the commits we got recently, you know, new coaching hires, some of the newer offers that went out there, you know, and we had, also our AD. We'll get into that a little bit. Dan Radakovich stepped down, so we'll get into that a little bit. But here with me, as usual, my main man, Turnpike Music. Please say the Turnpike, man.
What it do, man? 26 degrees, back at it, man. Every time it's off season, but every time off season happens, there was like nothing going on. It's always everything going on in the off season, man. But we here with the guys, man. We got the real Field General X in the building, man. What it do?
What up? What's good? We back. Off season, man. You know, we like Larry always said, man, we gave it a little break for like a week and a half, man. But we back. You know, got some good news. We got some good news. I mean, you know, the month of May started off good for us. You know, May continue to be great for us and we keep sliding. Yeah, that boy Chef. Y'all remember calling him the Chef. He the Chef now. He Rob in the building.
Yes, sir. What it do, man? Man, I'm excited, man. Like, got that surprise over the weekend, which was very unexpected. It just dropped like out of the blue. I had to look at my phone three times to make sure that was correct. But man, that was a pull. Because
it was surprising because I didn't think that it was going to be on Saturday, but we already had got info that he basically was waiting on the coaching hire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and shouts out to Coach Terry Jackson, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him some credit, but it was basically the promotion of Will Harris that got it done.
The Will Harris from out there, right?
Yeah, he's from Cali.
Well,
I'm like I said, because I even read the article and I read that the dad said it wasn't even Oregon. He said it was UCLA.
Yeah.
That if it wouldn't have been Miami, it's gonna be UCLA. So yeah, I don't know where that Oregon smoke came from.
We'll start with that. Big flip there, obviously. You know, he was a name that we heard a long time ago. Like you said, I just kind of was like, all right, it'd been quiet, and Oregon was very convinced that they had a huge shot and that pretty much it was going to happen. You know,
USC thought they had an opportunity. I tweeted on the timeline, I said, boy, y'all better pay attention to what UCLA doing.
Nah, real talk,
they went on a run last week, I think that was.
I think they might end up
getting went on like kid. A nine recruit run. Like, that was amazing. And it wasn't like
they may get trash. The outhouse kid that decommitted from Georgia.
Another
He was a four-star cornerback out of
Texas. No, they got him already.
No, yeah, he committed already.
Oh, he already committed. Okay, yeah. He committed to them. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you see,
they
got him and
they, going, man. They took Juju Johnson that we was heavily recruiting. Them boys out there sliding.
Hey, where that coach? What that first year coach? Where he came from again? White dude.
Who is the UCLA coach?
Yeah, because you know they ain't got old boy no more. He stepped down at the end of the season last year. They got a new coach.
He was the interim, right? Because they fired.
I don't know.
They fired. What you call it? He stepped down.
But I thought they fired him at the end of the season. I didn't think they had an interim.
Bob Chesney is the head football coach as of right now. But they had an interim because the interim, his dad coached at UCLA. And he I'm slipping on his name.
Was it the dude who his dad used to coach in the NFL?
He ended up beating
he used to coach the Falcons, I think. It started with an M, his last name.
I feel like that is it.
They was trying to talk about keeping him because he ended up winning like two major games and they were like, oh, okay.
Deshaun Foster was the coach, right? And remember, he was, he ran for the Carolina, Panthers. And then, they cut Bro loose. And then it was, what's Bro name? Neuheisel. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was. Rick Neuheisel was his dad. And then his son ended up coaching in the interim. And Jerry Neuheisel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was, Jerry. That's what it was, Jerry Neuheisel. Yeah, he was the interim. He ended up pulling off a little something. I remember because I bet on them boys to pull off to cover a huge spread.
Against Penn State.
Did not come through. Yeah, it did not come through. Well, no.
They beat Penn State.
Penn State's awful. But anyways, getting back to the subject at hand. Yeah, I know, especially within this group right here, D-Rod called me after the news drop, right? I was sitting there and then I think I saw you throw it in the text chat. I'm at work. And then I was like, huh? And so I went and checked the timeline. I was like, oh shit. Big flip here.
Yeah, he called me. It's the same story. He called me too. I'm laying in the bed doing something. Just and then Rob called me and then he's like, bro, did you see? I'm like, nigga, see what? But as soon as he said that, he did the same thing with Justin Scott. I remember where I was. When I was driving home. He was like, boy, you flipped Justin Scott because I was out of nowhere too. But yeah, when Rob called me like that, I was like, I know it's something big. I could tell the way he signed it. He told me who it was. I said, nigga, stop lying.
Yeah, he just got super quiet. X, what you think kind of got it done in this situation?
Well, again, it was basically, that once the coach got solidified that he was going to be here and he got the position, which was the entire defensive back coach room.
So you think he's going to play for Wills?
Oh, yeah, him and Will got it. Like, they got one of those. It's kind of like, what's his name? DJ Pickett was with Corey Raymond. You know what I'm saying? DJ Pickett went to LSU because of Corey Raymond. So it's like
wherever he go, I'ma go type.
Yeah, Dante coming to Miami because he likes Miami, loves it, loves the culture.
Right,
but,
right. But he wanted to make sure that's gonna be his coach.
Yeah, Will Harris is his coach. You know what I'm saying? So that's the good thing.
Oregon fans say that we paid more money. UGA
they
fans,
don't need.
They don't need them. Yeah, they don't need them. Right, Miami need them. That's right. I feel you. It'd be like that sometimes. Hey, I'm gonna need that same energy because I said that about Mark Matthews. I don't think we need him. Would I really like to have him? Sure. But I'm gonna keep that same energy. And the Georgia fans said that if they just flip for bags, then they're just gonna end up and leaving in the transfer portal. So, we dodged the bullet. So, hey, man, whatever helped that pillow be soft at nighttime for you, bro.
Well, I seen Georgia only got like 5 commitments right now.
Bro, they've been losing that. They've been losing a lot lately.
They say and it's because of what Kirby said about the NIL or something.
I think it's simple as this. This is their strategy. It seems Georgia don't want to pay freshmen. And I understand. They want you to kind of earn your stripes and then they'll take care of you. Well, that's a nice. And they want to sell. Oh, well, you know, hey, look, we keep going to national title games. We putting guys in the league, yada, yada, yada. All that shit sound good. But if you offering me half of what this school's offering me.
And it's still a good school.
I believe. Yeah. And it's still a good school. Coach, I believe in myself. Like, no disrespect, but I'm going to be the one out there running. You can help me polish my game up, but. So I think they're going to have to adjust some things. I think that's why they're seeing so many people leave. Is you can't sell that shit forever, especially when we just watched Texas Tech go from a nothing program to the college football playoffs with an opportunity to win it all, right?
Yeah.
So what does that speak to? They coach not some famous, well, you know, well-respected, like high I don't even know their coach name off the top of my head.
Mike Elko.
No, Texas Tech.
Oh, Texas Tech. Yeah.
Right? Oh, McGuire. Yeah, exactly. McGuire. Yeah, McGuire. Yeah, right. Like
we know who he was till last year.
Yeah, till now, right? And why is that? Because they wouldn't pay for a lot of damn talent. And guess who went number 2 in the draft? David Bailey. He ain't go to no powerhouse. Why did David Bailey go? Because David Bailey's good. So I think that old narrative of just come here, we'll develop you. I think people starting to get their eyes open and be like, I don't know, coach. I might be helping you more than you helping me. If we keep it
starting to be disrespectful. Starting to be disrespectful. Like, come on.
Geez. Right. Yeah. You're right. You're playing in my face. Like, you acting you're the reason I'm going to go first round.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you can help me get there. I'm not going to say the coach can't do anything to help polish up a person, but, you know, you could go first round. We've seen people go first round from, you know, some way smaller schools because of their talents, period.
There's a boy, there's a DM from UCF who just went first round.
You a 5-star high school too. You halfway there.
Exactly. So right.
You
right.
Me, if I don't come to your school, I'm not going first round.
Like, don't sound good. Right. It's cap. And that's why I think Georgia's going to find difficulties unless they just adust their strategy. You can only play that song so long. Like,
he's going to get caught up with that Dabo shit.
Exactly. That is good example.
Being stubborn, yeah.
You can ride that wave, but so long. Eventually, it's gonna be like, yeah, that shit sound good, coach. But again, like I said, number 1 pick just played at Indiana, won the whole natty. Number 2 pick played at Stanford, then he played at Texas Tech. Like you saying all of this, but I'm seeing that their talent is ultimately getting them to that next level. And like X said, if you're a 5-star, you already halfway there. Like you built from a frame that made them go, hey, this person's probably gonna be, you know, opportunity to be in the first round. And they usually I give the scouting services that they usually good enough to get out of 32 of them, they probably hit on 14 or so. Uh-huh. Bad numbers, in all honesty. You know, you always gonna have 3 stars that rise above or whatever. So yeah, it goes to speak to, you know, in that particular recruitment, just the relationships. And what y'all think about just, you know, how we continue to have a national strategy?
I love it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? When you was winning all them championships, we was national. Yeah, we recruited locally, but we was getting California kids. We always had a quarterback from either New Jersey.
California.
We was heavy out there. So I love it. You know, now Texas. Especially Texas. Yeah, now especially, you know what I'm saying? Mario making it emphasis on recruiting Midwestern offensive linemen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like and D linemen. So I'm like, yeah, that's good. Cause South Florida, we ain't got no big offensive linemen all up and down here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no big defensive linemen all up and down here. So I love it.
Yeah, I love it too, because it's not like he's not getting no mid out when he goes out. Like California, he getting the number 1 California player. We go to Chicago, we getting the number 1, number 3 Chicago player. You know, we going to Nevada, we getting like the number 3 player, like Israel Briggs from last year. We going to Missouri getting Cantwell, number one player. You know what I'm saying? So I love what he's doing.
Yeah, same and it's thing. Not like in
it
that,
opens up so many more windows to like later on cycles.
Right.
Yeah, and it seems like I said, the demographic is like changing. Cause I know before, well not before, I know like we did in earlier year, like before when we were like winning championships, yeah, like we got the best talent in South Florida, but we also went out of, you know what I'm saying, went out and got stuff like say DJ Williams, number one player in California, Kyle Wright, he was like, I mean, let me not say Ken Dorsey. Like he was like the number one quarterback. Kyle Wright. So we was getting like those. What was the guy? Luther Brown. Was his name Luther Brown or the linebacker? Arthur Brown. He was the number one player in Kansas. So he didn't turn out what we thought he was gonna be. But yeah, that's what it is.
It's not for us.
Then when we got with Cyantrell Henderson, because he was number one player at Minnesota or something like that.
Leon Williams, yeah. He was number one, like number five player in the nation, number one linebacker in the nation.
Yeah. And it was who else? It was a couple of them, man. Like we got some we got some dogs. And I see that I like the strategy what Mario is doing. He's going out and like you said, them trenches, you know, go to the north, kind of like the north Midwest. And you know what I'm saying? Like kind of, you know, get them trenches out there. Just, you know, going out far west to get skilled players. You know what I'm saying? California skilled players, I put them on the same level as like Florida skilled players. I think they very similar. You know what I'm saying? I just think that the California, they might be a little bit more developed because of like their strength and conditioning programs. And you know what I'm saying? That they have is a whole lot better. So I'm extremely happy of what's going on. Like I'm not even worried. And I think that if we do get like Matthews on offensive line, I think he's gonna be good. But I think it's just gonna take him a little bit more time to develop. That's just what it is when it comes to the offensive linemen that are here in Miami. It seems like they take a longer time to develop.
Only pushback I have with that is because he's coming from St. Thomas.
Yeah, I was about to say St. Thomas do a pretty good job. I don't know. People think he'll start. We'll see if it go that way. We'll see. I like the strategy because he's not neglecting locally, but he also ain't gonna be held prisoner.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, look,
he ain't gonna miss out on shown no shit.
Right. I've shown and proved. I've recruited you since eighth grade. You know, not necessarily for him. It is for him by now. Some of these kids, he literally been around since eighth grade. I've shown you winning. This is the hometown. I showed you a draft. We just getting better and better in each draft. You ain't in? All right, cool. I got to keep working. I can't stop here because you end up missing out on too much by getting stuck with one kid. So speaking of going out, we let's rewind a little bit because we didn't record it that time. We end up with Ty Keys at running back. Kid out of Mississippi. You know, pretty big kid, not like huge in stature as far as like weight, but
190.
He's still a kid, right? But a nice solid frame, crazy numbers. Now he do play in a wing T, so that's gonna be an adjustment coming in. But I mean, he do have, you know, he's a four star. He had 3,285 yards. So just give you an idea of what kind of offense they run in 45 touchdowns.
He had like 400, 500 in a game or something, didn't he?
Yeah, with 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, he went crazy. I don't know. Like, I've heard him compared to his style of running a little bit compared to Le'Veon Bell, you know, with a little bit of patience before picking and choosing. But he from seeing his tape, his highlights, he do seem like he got a little bit of top end speed, nothing crazy. I think he can break one off given the opportunity. You know, and this was coming off the heels, I guess, of not getting, you know, what everybody been calling MJC?
Yeah, Myson Johnson Cook.
Myron Johnson. Yeah, Myson Johnson Cook. Yeah, he decided to go to Auburn. So you know, I think the idea was to try to get both of them. And I still don't think it's out of reach to maybe take another running back, but they're not going to just take one just to take one. I think they were trying to get both of those guys, looking at guys that they think are premier back. So I know there's still a couple other guys still on the board, but I'm not mad at that take at all. I think people got a little hurt because they thought, you know, Mycel Johnson Cook so can't miss that everything else afterwards, I think the fan base felt like a bit of a letdown, but I trust these guys. And that's why I think they made the decision to, you know, without having the exact numbers, it seemed like basically we got outbid. Not that we couldn't have paid more, but they made a decision. And I trust them to be like, we like them, but we're going to stick to our program. We're going to stick to our budget. And we still like this kid. So I think he was a really good get. Thoughts on Keys?
Man, I love to pick up, especially in an offense like ours. Like you say, it's going to take some time for him to develop, especially with coming from a wing T offense.
Yeah.
And everything, but the last time we had a running back who came from wing T offense was like, what, Langard? He could never get it down.
I think, what's his name? He had the injuries. He ended up going to Louisville.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Chaney,
yeah.
Yeah, but I love the pickup, man. Explosive. He got explosive if you can't teach. You know what I mean? And he's not really, he looks like he damn near, what, 5'11", 6 foot almost.
Yeah, no, he's. You know, I think they got him listening.
About 6'1".
Yeah, 6'1", 190. Yeah, great size, being that explosive and everything. I love to pick up, catch out the backfield. He's the type of dude you could put on kick return, start off. You know what I'm saying? So I love to pick up.
And I think that's why he got some of the Le'Veon Bell stuff, too. It's the patient style and the ability to catch out of the backfield as well. So I understood that once I got to watch some of the film. It's coming together.
Yeah, I'm all aboard. I love to pick up. I think he's gonna be able to do a lot of things with his versatility, man. I really like it. So I'm all for it. I'm good with it. Even if he is the only one that we take, me personally, I think I'll be okay. I think that he would have more of a role to play on year one because of his versatility and things that he do. I think we already have. Mycel Johnson, I'm not discrediting what he does, but I think that we have guys that kind of do what he does already. I don't think we have anybody that can do what Ty Keys do as far as his versatility.
Not so fast. I ain't gonna lie. We ain't got nobody on our team that do what Mycel Johnson 6'3", 230 running the 4.3. Ain't nobody on our team like that. Not so. So
hey, not so fast, my friend. This is, in all fairness though, we gotta see him do it at this level too. You know,
yeah, we do.
We do have to see.
That's a freak of nature when you saying somebody could do that. Even in high school, you're like, Lord, you know what I'm saying? That's just not known.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's yeah. Like Fletcher running a 4.4.
I like the Ty Keys situation. Kind of reminds me of Duke Johnson a little bit when he break. You know what I'm saying? He's going to the house. He ain't catching them. He got some wiggle in him. You know what I'm saying? So not a running back expected to play day one. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, gear, put some weight on. Never know, probably special teams you could play or something like that. But yeah. I like it. Love it. The plan was to get two running backs, Mike Sean and Ty. We got one so far. And, you know, we'll continue to chop wood at the other place. You know what I'm saying? See if that could, you know what I'm saying, happen.
Yeah, you know, and this is one thing, too. You know, Mario tends to be pretty relentless in his pursuit. You know, they might wiggle another dollar or two, but maybe after this Auburn season, depending on how it go, he may feel a little bit different than he do right now today, too. So we'll see how that ultimately pans out. You know, money one thing, but we'll see how he ultimately ends up feeling. That's the funny thing, though. It's like we get outbid, don't nobody talk about like how Auburn overspending. Mm-hmm. Anytime we get anybody, oh, Miami overspending every damn time. We also had another commit along the defensive line, Ezekiel Ayanbeal. I believe is how you say his last name. Out of Langham Creek, Texas. This is a Corey Heatherman interior defensive lineman. Kid is, it kind of reminds you of Blunt physically, Armando Blunt, as is right now. So he's at a place physically, size-wise, where you kind of think, okay, which way will he particularly go? Because he's probably, I think he's already up to 250-something. But Heatherman kind of likes the more athletic interior defensive lineman is the word I hear. So I think he could probably, I think the idea, you correct me if I'm wrong, is for him to play interior line, right? Interior defensive line.
Yeah, they got him. They want him to play both, depending on how he go, because man, that kid's strong as hell. Right? Strong. He's one of those real African strong dudes. So
yeah, his parents met at Virginia Tech. His dad is Dwayne Brown. Mother was on the track and field team. He carries her last name. I saw her standing next to him in the picture. She's a big woman too, man. As far as just like, she's tall. Yeah. Like, that's, yeah. I was like, okay, I see where you get it from. Like, yeah, you got the genetics, you know, to be what he is out there today. And I think with him as well, not that he's lowly ranked, but I think he's kind of a late riser, and his profile has been rising up more recently than you know, maybe some names that you hadn't heard ahead of him. And that's one thing I like about this staff too, is our evaluation process. They just kind of trust their eyes and trust their board. So,
and how they use the senior films too.
Senior film, absolutely. You know, I think somebody who's saying that, Mario, not a direct quote, was saying it's like harder now, right? Because now you're dealing with more of these top kids that want to actually come here. But he's got to also evaluate, do they fit? So regardless, and that's what people don't understand, there's five stars that they don't want. And it's not to say they think they're bad players. It's just, do they fit our scheme? Do they fit our culture? It's, you can't just take every highly ranked, highly recruited player, because it just, everybody don't fit every system. They just won't. Like, if you get this kid, it's like, yeah, I think he's amazing, but I don't know what we do with him. I think he'd be best served to go somewhere else, which is commendable, honestly, because you're helping that kid out and you're not holding him back from really putting himself in the best situation. I know, as you deal with a lot of these kids all the time, and I'm sure one of your, I'm pretty sure I heard you say this before, is you go to the best situation for you. So it's not necessarily always the best school, quote unquote, on paper. You know, Ohio State might be the best on paper, but will they use you in a way that is going to highlight what you do? You look at Shamar Stewart. I think, luckily, he just had the measurables that still come first round. Shamar is crazy. I don't see how he ended up going for it. His numbers were not good at all. And I think part of that was going to Texas A&M at that time. I don't think they did what he could have done best. I honestly, ironically think he would have done better if he stayed with us on paper. But, you know, just him being who he was, physical profile and the status, still ended up going first round. But that don't always pan out for everybody like that. So, I think, you know, it came down to us, LSU, and then his parents, alma mater, Virginia Tech. You know, James Franklin doing worse. I was a little bit worried about that. They got a late visit in. You know, it was kind of, was, I felt like he was in the bag with us, but they got in kind of a little bit late.
Yeah, I felt the same. I was like, what's his Virginia Tech in here about? Where Franklin, this shit came from? Yeah.
Franklin tough on that trail, bro. I tell everybody, like, he's the scariest to me now in the ACC to worry about. He already did a good job snatching all that Penn State stuff he had that was going there. He let him get his legs under him a little bit and put string together some wins, which I think he can in the ACC. And I think Franklin could have Virginia Tech looking like the old Virginia Tech we grew up knowing.
Yeah, I think they're going to be legit under, not like legit, like, you know, like 11 wins every year, but not. I think they're going to be legit, though, with him, man. I still feel like he's a good coach. Shit just went downhill at Penn State, but he's going to recruit that East Coast, man.
His biggest thing was he just never got the big ones, you know. Right. But he still was getting breaking wins put together.
Breaking news. Mark Matthews. He's gonna commit this Friday.
Oh shit.
This Friday at Fresno Time.
Oh man.
Well,
what you say, Matthews?
Yeah,
Mark Matthews commits.
I think
Friday.
It's 5:30.
I don't know what time it is. I'm gonna text and find out the time, but and that's
now was his visit to Texas A&M? Was that an official?
I think so. Well, okay. I don't know. I think he hasn't taken officials, but
okay, I know his official for us. Later this month,
it's
right?
May 29th.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, hey, Nate, what you think that's about? Like, what was that? Last week he set up an official visit, and then now he's deciding on Friday.
Man, listen, I always thought Miami was in it to win it. Texas A&M, they did a good job. I think he everybody had him paid to go to Miami. He, you know, I guess he didn't like that fact. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody got him paid to go to Texas A&M. He don't like that. He like, man, why is everybody paying me to go to these schools and don't nobody know? And I'm like, you know, I had to tell him, like, man, listen, that's how it's going to go, man. They going to...
They want to quit. Say, that's all.
You know what I'm saying? They want to say what they say. But you still be true to you, man. And he... I still ride with Miami with this one.
Man, we on a high right now, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna cast a little vote for Miami, man. I think you want to get on this wave right now. Shit feel good, sound good right now.
Yeah, I felt when he pushed it back again last week, I was like, nigga, that's Miami right there. Come calling, man.
Yeah. I think they're gonna get
get some time to think about it, you know, make the right decision. Don't just base it off of emotions, because that's what a lot of these kids base their decisions off of. Also, emotions, parents too. You know what I'm saying? So just make, you know, sit down and think, make the right decision. So, yeah, I'm like I said, I've been kept my Miami flag on with this one, and I'm still keeping it. Like, I just didn't think Mario and Mirabon would lose a South Florida top off of the lineman who's the top in the nation. Just didn't think it.
What you call it? The D lineman from Chicago picked Friday too.
He commits not Friday. I think it's the 12th. Friday.
Nah, it's Friday, I think. The 15th.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Ola.
That's the offensive lineman who commit tomorrow.
You're talking about the Fuller Roos.
Yeah. Look at about. Bite my damn tongue off, man. Right. Trying to say these kids, man. Ola Fola.
But he commit Friday too, so we'll see how that one go. Could be great.
Oh, there's Notre Dame. He going Notre Dame, man. They got all the momentum right now. He going Notre Dame, man.
I don't know. I mean,
Fola Russo. That's the name. Fola.
Yeah, I saw it. Possibly be Notre Dame, but.
I saw his school logo, his high school logo is a goddamn Irish. I was like, that's going to be hard right there.
Man, that's high school. You don't get to pick that. You can pick not this true. One.
But I don't like Notre Dame. I was like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough to pull.
I'm going
to
tell you why I like us. We done good in Chicago. So that's why I wouldn't just put a bow on it and say it's definitely going to be a Notre Dame thing. I mean, if you want to go with the more than likely odds, yeah, of course. I mean, he's out there in the Midwest. So that would add up a little bit more. But Mario's done good in Chicago. We got Justin Scott. You know what I'm saying? We got Lightfoot. I don't know. I don't know if that one's just a wrap like that. I mean, if you do, you do. Whatever. I guess, you know, some people will try to troll. They think they're gonna get that kid from Texas Tech. Is it Bailey?
Brewster.
Brewster, yeah, not yeah. Bailey, the one that just left. Yeah, they're gonna overspend. Oh, they tell us.
Man, I ain't
getting him from Texas Tech. You gonna overspend, goddammit.
I ain't even trying to talk about them boys like that. I just internet a motherfucking man. I find it so crazy. You get blitzed 2 years in a row by somebody and you got a nerve to be. It's crazy, man. Crazy work.
It's a different thing. So yeah, I guess he is gonna commit. Yeah, May 15th. No time just yet. Put it this way, D-Rod. You think it's Notre Dame, right? Is Notre Dame or who? Or us?
I think Notre Dame or A&M, and this is why.
So you think we third?
I think we third, because I think the staff was so they were so hell bent on not losing out on Matthews. I think that they just turned it up like times 10, and I think he can't refuse. Like he say he liked Miami a lot, or whatever the case may be. You're going to get developed. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get drafted. Like, it's going to happen. So, why not? So, the other kid, I think, put like this. I think that if Matthews would have committed to Texas A&M already, then I could have seen the other kid possibly coming to Miami. I think that they would have shifted focus a bit and probably would have went and got, you know what I'm saying, put the full court press on dude. They still recruited Matthews. We know that they wouldn't have stopped recruiting him.
Are you talking about the offensive lineman?
Yes.
No, he's not talking about the offensive line. He's
talking about Fuller Roche. Yeah.
He's talking about David.
Yeah. Bro,
another Nigerian name. Yeah.
Bro, all them names sound like, bro.
Hey, they got a lot of O's.
A lot of Olu's and Sholos and, man, come on, man. My bad. I'm sorry.
That's why I was like, hold on. I think you mixed them up.
Y'all had me over here. I was over here cooking, man. I'm wrong as hell.
Yeah. I think what caught me up was the track you was talking on. I think I agree with you. Yeah, I think we shifted gears and just decided they just wasn't going to let Matthews get out of here. So I agree with you on that. But now I'm talking about the David Fuller-Rushnu.
I think we in a good spot with him. My bad. I think we in a real good spot. I think, my bad.
Fuller-Rushnu.
Yeah, they thinking Notre Dame going to pull that off. And I've been hearing some chatter, but Miami. He commits on the 15 too.
Yeah,
he commits on the 15. So
we'll see how that one ends up playing out.
It could possibly be an extremely good day for Miami.
No doubt.
If it happens, the timeline gonna go crazy.
Couple of offers went out, so it looked like they're expanding the defensive line board just a little bit. You called it out. I saw that was funny. Adrian Peterson Jr. is an athlete right now. He a 20-30 kid. So I thought that was cool. We went ahead and got in on him. Everybody said that's the one he got in trouble for beating.
I seen somebody tweet that.
I whooped them into excellence like they used to do back in the day. That's that Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson, get your head ready for the next.
So listen, I wish the way he playing now. I wish we, man, listen, we didn't get the daddy, we almost had the daddy, man.
That right, him 10 and minutes. McCoy,
yeah, 10 you minutes, man.
Oklahoma, like, yeah. That was crazy. You know, that always bothered me because McCoy said he just wanted to meet Warren Sapp. He said, meet Warren Sapp, you came on through. But just a couple more offers went out along the front line, defensive line. Solomon, here we go again. Here we go. These Nigerian names.
I can't pronounce that one at all.
Ifun Bajo is how I think you say that. Miami Central player. You got Issa Wittenberg out of the New Jersey area, and Javon Dawson. I think it's Santa Cruz. I'm not sure. I think they spelled that one wrong for me. But, yeah, it looks like they're expanding the defensive line board a little bit. And then Jeremiah Proctor, who is a linebacker, kind of safety hybrid. They think he's a big safety right now. They think Heatherman want to bring him in as a linebacker. So I think interesting along the defensive line, just the fact that they're expanding the board a little bit. I think probably the most interesting one to me is the Miami Central kid. I think he's one of those guys that may be a little bit of a late riser again, and I think they're just trying to jump on and get ahead of it a little bit before some of these situations blow up more. What do you kind of make it at, like, X, as far as them expanding the edge, the D-line board just a little bit?
Well, for one, we got to get those numbers, because you're looking at, let's just speak logical. You might lose Blunt, you lose David Wilson, you lose
Justin Scott.
You can lose Lightfoot, you can lose Justin Scott, you lose Moten. You know what I'm saying? You're losing a lot.
You gotta
keep those numbers up. You know what I'm saying? And that's a way where we can keep the numbers up by recruiting the high school kids to be developed under what we did in the previous season, instead of just, me and you say it all the time, Larry. I'm like, defensive tackle is a premier spot. Like,
right.
You might have to pay that $2 million. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's for transfer portals, and it's just like, why pay that money when you can go get the high school kid and just keep developing? So yeah, I think that's why we are spending those numbers on the defensive line. And they about to start doing it with the linebacker room, man. Because I just got a text the other day about some new linebacker targets, and then there's one, I ain't even gonna lie, like, I kind of put him in the same category as Caden and Noel, man. And he might be it.
Is that the boy from North Carolina, Randall?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I like it.
He might be it.
Nah, I'm with you on that one. I was like, shit, ain't no slouch right there. Let's go. And that's the direction they want to go. I'm all in.
Yeah, man. He one of those ones. Like, yeah. I don't think we had a linebacker like that.
And see, and then you look at the Proctor kid, right? The one I mentioned. He's out of Gainesville, Georgia.
Yeah, not Florida.
They got him listed at 6'4", 210, and he playing safety.
Yeah, he'll transition to linebacker. He'll transition to
right. linebacker. Yeah, he ain't go. Yeah, that's the expectation.
He's just too big. And you're not – I don't think they're going to do that experiment with James Williams no more, man. You that big, you playing linebacker.
Yeah, he's dropping down.
Yeah, we got so time.
James, you my boy. That's I love him, but you know,
I mean, he's playing linebacker now.
If he would have came in this time right here, he's gonna play linebacker. You know what I'm saying? So
and he's playing it now, so he might as well have played it then. That's the truth of the matter. He might as well have got ahead of it, and that would have put him in a better position going into the draft, to where he could have already been a true linebacker versus a person learning to play linebacker in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, and this kid, I mean, he's got a decent list, offer list as well. I see it. He got Pitt, Florida State, Kentucky, Tennessee, BYU, Boston College, Colorado, Georgia Tech, Louisville. So, I mean, yeah, he got a nice little list put together.
I wouldn't be too happy about no Florida State offer.
You're right. I shouldn't even mention them. That was unfair to the kid. My bad, dog. My bad. Actually, I shouldn't have threw your name. I shouldn't attach your name to them people. Sad time for those guys. Good God have mercy. Hey, at this point, you know, it is what it is. Hey,
they're gonna have to shell that money out. They're gonna have to shell that money out, bro.
Hold tight, little bro. One more year, and then y'all can go try again. Back to the drawing board. You got to enjoy Mike just one more year at least, and you know, better days may be coming. I don't want to lie to you and tell you they are, because I can't guarantee that. Better days may be on their way. Like I said, board expanding a little bit there. And we'll see, you know, how, because like you said, a numbers game, you could possibly, especially depending on how good a year they have, Justin Scott could definitely get up out of here. Lightfoot could get up out of here. Speaking of, I seen, as he was talking about, you know, the D-line and attrition, some possible attrition there. Hayden Lowe. Right, I know his name. It kind of like where he at, what's going on. We seen him working out lately.
I'd be forgetting about him.
I know.
He's gonna be back for summertime anyway. You know, he just took him a little break, get his head, you know, his mental, which is important. They don't, you know, fans, we don't understand the mental part of these kids being, you know, most of them still kids, right, in college. You know, we just think, oh, well, they a five-star. He should be, well, you know, he got emotions too, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So he getting it back. He ready. He's working out. You see him working out. Obviously, they not able to work out with the staff just yet. But he's working out. I do expect him to be a part of the defense this season.
If he get back to who he's supposed to be, it can get scary. If he can get back to who he was supposed to be, you know, the guy that they had all that hype around, I think this D-line already going to be damn good. But if we can get low to be the guy we thought he might be, it gets super scary. But we mentioned it briefly earlier, but I know I have two team members here that was very, very, very concerned with the defensive backs staff position. So I'm going to lean into I don't know which one of y'all two boys.
Rob.
Shook about it. He passed Rob, that ball like
definitely Rob.
D-Rob. We got our defensive backs coach, man. How you feeling? We announced him. There was speculation it might be him the entire time. He did get credit on this flip. He did get some credit on this flip. So, you know, it was mainly Will, I'm sure, but he got some credit on this. How you feel about that hire?
Oh, I'm happy. That's who look, as time went on, like I was like, man, that's who it needs to be, man. Like that's what it needed to be. You know what I'm saying? He did what he did with them kids in Jacksonville State. It was all granted, you can say G5, but they all was all conference first team. Then he came to Miami. He was a big help with Keyonte Scott in developing on what he did and what those guys did. I think this is the best possible hire. I was not on board with going to get that guy from Oregon. I wasn't with it. Last year was his first year on the job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he could probably recruit, but like, man, why go way out there and go pluck him when you got somebody in your backyard that can relate to these kids, that could do just as good a job as he probably did? And look what happened. So I'm ecstatic. I'm happy. We stayed in-house. We basically gave Will Harris the whole DB room as far as the secondary coach, as far as the name. So I'm good with it. I'm happy. I'm super happy.
Yeah, I was excited about it too. I think he deserved it too. In a way, it seemed like the players get along with him well, and I was big too at Jacksonville State what he did. I remember when he came in, and I was like looking at what he did at his previous stops. You know what I mean? Wasn't getting that many like elite kids and stuff, but especially with Will Harris looking over, man, I don't have no complaints about the hire whatsoever. Like I was trusting in Mario too the whole time with the if he was looking elsewhere and everything, which is you want your coach to do that. You don't want your coach just sitting here, oh, I'm just gonna move this man up. You know what I'm saying? You still want him to spread his wings out, look around, but I'm okay with it.
Then, yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool with the Will Harris part. I was a little iffy, shaky with the coach Terry Jefferson. I just thought we did have better options out there. But I understand, you know, the relationship.
Better options fall through. Nah, I mean, now that it's over, I know we was hearing stuff about the Oregon cornerback coach.
It was. Listen, we had I got phone calls from Kamadi, Pat Surtain, Brandon Harris. Obviously, you know, me and you was definitely on board for if it was any possible way to get DVD back.
Bring my guy.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yeah, I know it's better option. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I do agree with that.
You feel like he not proven enough?
Yeah. Same way because put it this way, if that's the case, then why DVD didn't just get the job? I think basically, he didn't get DVD the job because he wasn't proven enough.
Yeah, like, I think DVD was more proven than him. Like, way more proven, to be honest.
Let him go. And then when he left and they coached with Auburn, who he took with him to Auburn? DVD.
Took DVD with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get DVD, then you get recruitment with DVD. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we could have probably got Cromartie if he would have been the actual coach at the time.
And so many others.
So right, many others. Yeah. So yeah, by that, that was my only issue with it is if BBD wasn't good enough at the time, I don't think Jefferson's good enough at the time. But I'm not mad at it. I'm just, you know, big coach DVD fan. I already know what it is with me. So any chance I get to bring bro home, I really think, you know, that I believe that's exactly why he's going to Auburn, because they know just the recruiting chops alone. They just like, oh, I ain't leaving that dude. He could have left him. He could have left him right there in Tampa. And be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to move on. And he's going to war damn Eagle now. So, but all in all, I trust him. So I'm not really too concerned about none of the hires as of right now. I think they got this thing rolling well. And I think guys that may not, even like, you know, we hired the VD guy. I'm like, I don't know no VD. And we hired Upshaw. I'm like, I don't know no Upshaw. I just trust what we got going on. Because the first time when he came here, remember, he had all the names we knew. That shit ain't work.
Yeah, that shit was boof.
Not work out. That shit was trash. And we knew every coach he hired down there pretty much. And proven guys that didn't quite work out. So I'm just trusting the process. And also, before we get up out of here, Dan Radakovich was a part of this whole deal, right? So Dan comes over with Mario, and he's just announced that he's stepping down. So, you know, there's other, there's been a couple names floated out there.
That whole thing was weird to me, the way it happened. It was like he's retiring, but then the way he worded it in his little letter, basically it was like, yeah, I got to step down. Like, it's like a push out. And all the athletics, well, I'm not going to say all, but like football, basketball, then hit a jump. The money's been making my money. They made it a long time. Everything looked good and dandy. And then this comes out. And my thing was like, maybe, because times is changing like every month now with all this, these college deals, these TV deals and everything. I'm like, maybe they think they could hit even better, or they want like more of a businessman running the show. But it just seemed kind of, I don't want to say weird, but random.
It didn't seem like, I agree with you. The statement did kind of almost sound like he got a little more pushed out to me than he was just like, I'm stepping down. I mean, I will say this. I think he backed the coaches and helped fight for them, you know, and made them loosen up the purse strings. But, you know, I think some of the criticism was he wasn't like the biggest fundraiser to go out there and get that extra bread.
That's kind of the issue with him. But he was definitely telling them, like, hey, listen, yeah, I better open up. Open them checkbooks, man, because
right.
If y'all want to be this, I got to do this. And, you know, he was very adamant about that, you know, him and Mario. Shouts out to Mario, because it wasn't just with football with Mario. Mario was saying the whole athletic department needs to wake up, you gotta spend the money. And if you don't want to spend the money, you're not going to be competitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And for that, and, you know, how he supported, and it's tough, man, because you hear situations of like the Florida, you know, AD basically ran off Lane Kiffin, right? From what I was gathering from, you know, they just didn't vibe and click. So there's an opportunity there to get the coach that they really, really wanted. And essentially, AD ran them off. So you got to have that. You got to have that congruent relationship where these guys are working hand in hand, especially with the football coach. Because football is going to be the sport that's going to generate the revenue for everybody else. So you need guys to be in lockstep. So I think it's important that they get this next one. They get this next one right. You know, names that we've heard thrown around, Michael Yormack. He is Roc Nation president of business and branding. I believe he was with the Panthers.
Yeah, he did some management or operations, something with the Florida Panthers.
Yeah. He, you know, a little smut on his name. A lot of people ain't feeling him quite as much once he came out, because it was kind of almost said immediately, damn near like it was his gig.
And that's what was, I thought. I thought I was like, oh, it's gonna be done in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and I think it might have been music, to be honest with you. But I think once it came out and people was kind of shitting on them a little bit, I think that's when they stepped back as the organization. Like, wait,
what were they saying? Like his like demeanor or something like that? Like his something with his personal
It must have been he was running people wrong. I just know
that a lot of backfire with that.
People was like, yeah, don't just go that route automatically. Like, make sure y'all do y'all due diligence. Hey, hell, even what's his name? Chris Fowler came out and said something. And I was like, you know, he tried to keep it pretty neutral, even as a UM guy, but he was like, yeah, y'all don't just push that button automatically. Another name that that's been put out there is Jim Favola. I think he might be closer to the front of the line. He's a Miami alum. He's a former associate AD. He's got a commercial sports background with the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Golden Knights, the Bucks, and UFC. So he's very familiar with this money-making industry of what sports is. So he's a guy I like. And there was one more name I heard that I thought was kind of up there. Jeff Purington. He is executive vice president of Learfield Sports Properties. He's former Arkansas State AD from 22 to 25, 15 years at Alabama. He rose up to executive deputy AD. And so, you know, he's got some of the experience as well. There's one more name I had here and I can't find it. But, you know, things have been moving and shaking. Things have been going in the right direction. It's not something you think about until it goes bad. You know, ADs is kind of like kickers, punters, right? You don't pay them much mind until they fuck shit up. So hopefully we get the right guy to be, you know, in lockstep with Mario so that we can keep this thing rolling the way it's been rolling and actually continue to excel to the next level. That's all I got. Y'all guys got anything else before we get up out of it?
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
Ain't got one. Rob one more. You know, he might be here. Rob one more to get me.
Nah. We good. I'm good. I ain't got nothing else.
Okay. All right. X, got anything else for the slide, man?
I ain't got nothing, man. You know, just let the month of May continue to be good to us. That's about it.
Yeah. Mark Matthews to the U. If you come to us,
Friday,
David Fullerush,
if Friday happened, like I think it happened, oh man, the time man. Oh boy,
it could be fun. We're just gonna see. All right, man, we appreciate y'all pulling up. We'll be back with you very, very soon. We out. Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.